story goes that Vin Diesel is a master at the game of Dungeons and Dragons. And so he got a chance to be a producer of a movie that is got some similarities. It's called The Last Witch Hunter, and Diesel is the lead in it. He plays a character named Calder, who at the very beginning of the film, they're in something that looks like, I don't know, medieval times or more than that. Everybody kind of looks like Attila the Hun, and they're fighting big battle sequences that just seem to go on forever. It's the good guys against the witch queen and all of her followers. And the Calder character does destroy the witch queen, and they believe that they've gotten rid of this terrible cult, this bad group of witches. But anyway, she did curse him and make him turn immortal. So the story turns then to the present. We're in New York City, and it turns out there's witches everywhere. But there's good witches and there are bad ones. And the bad ones are in the process of trying to bring a plague to New York City and to destroy the whole, well, eventually the whole world. They bring in several characters who have something to do, we're not quite sure, with Calder. One of them is played by Sir Michael Caine. He is Father Dolan, and he has some supernatural powers, it turns out. Also in the cast is Elijah Wood, who also plays a priest, and this Swedish actress named Rose Leslie. She plays Chloe, and she owns a bar, but she's also a witch, a good witch, and she uses her powers to hunt all the evildoers. It turns into a buddy flick with Chloe assisting Calder in trying to sweep the city in all of these ways to rid them of these terrible witches who have formed a coven and are doing these bad, bad things. The really only reason to watch this movie is not for a new kind of story or a new kind of action or anything like that. It's to get this cinematography. It's done by this Dean Semler, who just really deserves some praise for how imaginative the whole film looks. But supposedly Diesel wants to do a series of these, and it is an original, and he wants to do sequels, but I'm just not sure it's going to do that well. It hasn't so far. The reviews haven't been that great.